Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this. It's the 2016 special cow sale at the Apache Auction Market. It's on Friday, March 12th at noon at the Apache Auction location. There will be 800-plus cows consigned, 120 cow-calf pairs and heavy-bred cows off the Hutchison Ranch, 400 cow-calf pairs and heavy-bred cows off the Nault Ranch, 103 to 4-year-old pairs and heavy-bred Angus-based cows off Chance Slater. For more auction information, call 888-926-9696. That's 888-926-9696. Or visit the website www.stockmanoklahoma.com.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And Tom, we're going to kick things off here on Monday morning by talking about Friday's livestock futures, and ended up with a pretty nice day for the livestock on Friday.
It sure did, Dave. We saw the live cattle and feeder cattle Friday start with mixed trading that turned higher, and we saw positive closes. But we did close off the session highs. Now, we also saw choice box beef $1.22 higher, select boxes down 35 cents on a total movement of 126 loads. Cattle killed 98,000 head on Friday. Cash feeder index was up 3 cents. We also heard some 136 cash on Friday. That'd be a dollar below the previous week, but it's kind of hard to get a handle on it because all this was taking place late Friday and some of it even Saturday morning. Hogs also closed on the positive side Friday. On the close, April live cattle, 90 cents higher. April feeder cattle, $1.30 higher. And April lean hogs, 45 cents higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk about our grain futures. And also on Friday, the grains ended up with a pretty decent day.
That's right, Dave. We saw Friday the soybeans close with double-digit gains. Wheat and corn also closed higher. The upside was mainly a function of technical buying. There was also the talk going on about the Brazilian president being up on possible corruption charges. This has also caused a higher trade of the Brazilian real, which has made us more competitive with Brazil's grain prices. Now, we also saw for the week, the May KC wheat gained 14 cents last week, May soybeans gained 15 cents, and May corn lost a penny for the week. Now, the grains overnight have traded higher and in a very large trading volume, and some of the upside is a continuation of Friday's higher trade, but we also saw the commitment traders report show much larger spec selling than what was anticipated. That's bringing about some short covering this morning. At the moment, May KC wheat 5¾ higher. May corn's up 3 cents. May soybeans 6½ cents higher. The May cotton's up 57 points. April crude oil 52 cents higher. We're looking at the March dollar index now 32 cents higher, and March Dow Jones futures holding 33 points lower.
All right, now, Tom, for folks who may be interested in some commodities trading, how can they get more information?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.